If you're tired of living under the burden of debt, stay tuned. Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom starts now. And here's your host, CEO and Chief Counsel of the Alliance Legal Group and Director of Christian Rights Ministries, Steve Taylor.
Good afternoon, Hampton Roads. It's great being here, and I'll tell you the truth, it is wonderful to be here. And how are you doing, Colleen?
Doing well. And we've already got a caller on the line even before we started the show, so this is great.
Well, and of course, I know who that caller is. It's Carter Budwell, our attorney from the, actually has two offices that he manages. And so before I introduce him, I just wanted to welcome the on-air folks that are there, and also invite you to call in today if you wanted to just express your opinion, give a thought. The phone number is 757-488-5299. If you want to get an appointment with us, if you want to discuss any of the things that we're talking about today, and we'll be talking a lot about the operation of a law practice as a Christian vision, mission, entity, but that we'll also be talking about what we do as a law firm, and that is helping folks get rid of debt. We do a lot of bankruptcy, debt workouts, things of that nature, and so, but today we're going to be talking about what our mission and vision statement says, what we do, why we're different, why it's important that you would choose an attorney or a legal professional or really anybody that you want to really entrust your personal life-changing sort of decisions with, why that they should be a person that you'd be equally yoked with. And so without further ado, then I'm going to introduce you to Carter Budwell, one of the attorneys in the Alliance Legal Group. Carter, are you there?
Hello, Mr. Taylor.
Hey, how are you doing today?
I'm doing pretty good. How are you doing today?
I'm doing real well. And so for the folks that are maybe new to the program or that have been with us before, that we're a Christian mission, vision, law practice, and that we've been operating in the Hampton Roads area for I've been practicing for about 30 years, 25 years, with either the law office of Steve Taylor or the Alliance Legal Group, which is effectively the same same company doing the same sort of work. And we have four offices in the Hampton Roads area. We have four attorneys in those four offices. We have offices in Suffolk and in Chesapeake and off Newtown Road between Virginia Beach and Norfolk. And, of course, the Portsmouth office. One of the areas of practice that we do a lot of work in is bankruptcy and debt resolution for folks. And one of the attorneys that we have that manages those two offices, the Newtown Road office and the Portsmouth office, is Carter Budwell. And so he's an awesome Christian, if I do say so myself, and that he is Colleen. Colleen's smiling, but she knows a lot about Carter. And so we want to really kind of dig into our mission vision statement today and kind of explain again why we do the things we do, who we are, and why it's important that regardless of whether or not you would employ us, that that you should really consider the mission or the vision of the company that you would employ when it's important things like debt resolution and hiring an attorney. So Carter, I guess we should start off. We should start off by, maybe explaining, or maybe just what the mission vision statement is for the Alliance Legal Group. Do you know that off the top of your head?
Let's see. To operate a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles, in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, community, and employees, and to support His perfect will.
Well, that's quite a bit there. So you're on the air. Why don't you kind of just? I'm going to let you run with the ball a little bit here. What are your thoughts today about the mission, vision statement, and maybe like the direction that we're going as far as this program today? Why don't you share a little bit about what your thoughts are?
Sure. Well, in trying to be a Christ-centered law practice, I think that it's important that we practice law with eternity in mind. Because, as you said earlier, you know, we do a lot of bankruptcy and debt relief, but at best, in those situations, we can only provide a temporal solution to our clients' problems. The thing is, though, you know, we all have a problem in our lives, and that's sin. And, you know, as Christians, we believe the only way we can deal with that problem is through Jesus Christ. And so then being a Christ-centered law practice, I think that our focus needs to be that we focus on giving clients the solution to their eternal problems and not just to the ones down here, as pressing as those may be.
Well, you know, and I've shared with you my testimony before I got saved in 1999. I'm 50. How old am I? I guess I'm 57 now. Yeah, I'm getting old. But I got saved when I was 34 years old, I guess, and about 23 years ago. And, you know, I was running a law practice, but I had a ton of issues going on in my life. You know, I was 34 years old I was going through a divorce. I was going through just a difficult transition into the new office location that I was in. And to be quite frank with you, that I just really couldn't take much more of what was going on. And my dad, bless his heart, he went to the Lord in 2015, said, Steve, you know, you're going through all these issues. There was financial issues. There was personal issues. There was just a ton of things going on. He said, you know, have you ever read the Bible? And I said, well, you know, yeah, but not really. You know, I've kind of like, you know, got a few verses out here. I had been baptized, but I wasn't saved. And my life was falling apart, and I really wasn't going to church very much anymore, just kind of, you know, showing up when I had to. And that, and so, you know, one day on the way to work, a preacher came on the radio, and I stopped listening to WNOR, the rock and roll station. I was listening to BBN, the Christian radio station. And he said, you know, the guy on the radio said, you know, if you've done your whole life your own way and it's all messed up, there's this person named Jesus. And if you surrender your life to him, he'll give you a brand new start. And that morning on the side of 464, I gave my life to Jesus, and everything changed from that point forward. We had a secular law practice, you know, doing bankruptcies and divorce and all that kind of stuff for years before that. But from that day forward, you know, there was a recognition that whatever I was supposed to do, I was supposed to do it in obedience to what, you know, God had given me an opportunity for a second chance. And that, you know, I used to think, well, you know, if you pray for your breakfast in the morning or your lunch in the afternoon, how much more so should you pray with your clients when they come in your office? And that started the whole thing right there. And that, I started praying with clients. I started sharing my testimony, just very similar like the one or in a different sort of way, with each and every person I came in contact with. And that over time that gave our practice to the Lord, that we came up with a Christian vision, mission statement, and that we've been far from perfect because we're imperfect people. But that what I have found is that much more what makes the practice of law rewarding is the opportunity that you get to share, like you said, an eternal perspective to the temporal problems that the people are going through.
Right.
So you really kind of opened up when you're meeting with a client, you know, people probably want to know, when you're meeting with a client, how do you you know, obviously they've got a problem. They got this financial issue going on. How do you either turn the conversation to, or how do you address their relationship with the Lord, you know, during your meeting with them?
That's a good question. So the first thing that I always try to do, and this is always difficult, especially when we're really busy, is just not to see our clients as an opportunity to make more money, but as an opportunity to really help somebody.
That's good.
And so I always try to just start off with, you know, kind of telling the client how the consultation is going to go. I tell them that I'm just going to ask them a few questions to see if we can help them. And I also tell them that while I'm doing that, that I want them to feel free to ask me any questions that they have or tell me anything that they think I need to know. Because I want my clients to, you know, feel comfortable sharing things with me. You know, a lot of our clients, as you've probably seen, just are really feeling terrible. Mm-hmm. And I think our consultations are really a good opportunity to provide the Lord's comfort to them. Often, I think people have this stigma about bankruptcy, that they're in bankruptcy because they're just terrible with money. And in some cases, that is true. But for many, many of our clients, just terrible circumstances happened to them that were really beyond their control. And I think that we get a really great opportunity to speak truth to those lies that they believe themselves, mm-hmm. to encourage them some, and, you know, to remind them just of God's love. And once we've signed a client, I try not to push anything at them when we're doing the consultation. Usually what I do is I send them an opening email saying, you know,
you don't push
you
anything
so
as far
for-
as the where they're at with the Lord.
Yeah, I usually leave that for after the consultation to get, you know, once they've gotten to know us a little bit, because, you know, I want to help them with their legal problem. But when we open a file, what I'll typically do is say, you know, welcome, we're so glad to have you. And as a reminder, we are a Christian firm as well. So if you have any prayer requests, and I also say if you've never heard or understood the gospel, we really want you to reach out and contact us. And I actually give a link to a really great tract that I've used before that really answers a lot of basic questions about the gospel, like, is there anything that I can do to save myself? You know, what does it really mean to believe in Jesus? Those kinds of things. And so we send that to them. And then as we talked about the last time I was on the show, I frequently will try to send clients an email saying, you know, I want to ask you something very important. Have you decided to follow Jesus?
Mm-hmm. And
so during the initial consultation, I usually try to help them as much with their legal problem as I can.
Mm-hmm. That's good. And so
that they don't get the impression that that's not unimportant to me.
Oh, of course not. And that the, of course, it is important, but I think that I certainly agree with you that handling the legal issue is the reason that they came in there, and that's that should be the, you know, the focus of, you know, the attention that you're providing your professional experience to.
Mm-hmm.
Let me ask you this. Do you ever share with them that we have a chaplain on staff, that if they ever need prayer, that that they could either contact you or you know, have a direct link to a chaplain?
Yeah, you know, I actually have not shared that directly, but as you know, I often CC you and Chaplain Don when I send that email, mm-hmm. that I told you about asking if they follow the Lord. But that would be a really great thing to remind them of, because, you know, people certainly need prayer and comfort when they're going through the things that we are. I mean, as you know, a lot of our clients have creditors harassing them day and night, in many cases garnishing them at ridiculous rates. So, yeah, they're definitely in need of encouragement and support.
You know, what I find interesting is, you know, I've been doing this since, again, as a law practice since 1995, as a Christian law practice, mm-hmm. since 1999, that the and we've had a number of different professionals, whether it be paralegals, attorneys, different sort of folks, you know, during that 22 years, you know, since 1999, mm-hmm. whenever that is, I guess that's about 22, 23 years, and what I've found that just like individuals differ in their personality, so do the way that a lot of the folks that love the Lord inside our firm deal with, you know, their witnessing or their interaction with clients. You know, for instance, that with my, since that, basically since the time that I got saved and I started meeting with clients, I pray with the clients to begin with, and I try to at the end of each conversation, you know, just I very directly, you know, ask them if they died today, whether or not they'd go to heaven. Just ask that question. Ask them.
Right.
And so, you know, and again, you know, that sometimes I've you know, that other people do it differently. You know, it really depends upon what your gifting is and what your calling is, what your, you know, what the way the Lord's leading you as to, you know, a particular, you know, whatever you're doing as far as the meeting with clients and sharing, sharing the Lord. But that, you know, that we have other folks that, you know, I, without naming their name specifically, you have one, you have several different wonderful staff members, paralegals, and I'm just telling them that the love of the Lord just comes through them, through the, you know, the way they share a little bit about that without getting very specific, but just kind of share the way that you've seen them really just show the love of the Lord to the folks that come into the office.
Right. Well, both Terry and Janice, the paralegals who work at my office, they're both really outstanding listeners. They really, they don't just think on how they can pass a client on, but they really listen to hear, you know, why a client is calling and to serve them as best they can. And they're both very compassionate just with what our clients are going through. You know, they always offer them some great encouragements. And even if it's not someone who ultimately decides to go with us, you know, Terry and Janice just always go out of their way to really make these clients feel welcome.
Yeah. So let's put the phone number back out there in case anybody wants to call that 757-488-5299. You can call us directly. And of course, if you want to go to our law practice and or get some free information or a free consultation, you can go to www.debtfreeva.com. And we got a little chat box there and they'll set you up an appointment. You can ask specifically to be set with Carter, that's Carter Budwell, or myself, or one of our several attorneys that I think you and I probably do most of the initial consults for the firm. You know, either at the Chesapeake office in Suffolk for myself, or you know, the Newtown or the Portsmouth office for you. But you know, of course, Kenny Goolsby, who's an awesome Christian attorney, just loves the Lord as well. That the that he takes appointments, but he's just so busy with handling the affairs of the. You know, of the office, you know, of the bankruptcy department, that we try to take some of that weight off him. But that if you would like to call in to speak to Carter or myself, 757-488-5299, Colleen, let's just jump in. We're you know, a little past the halfway point here. Got about 11, 12 minutes left. What are your thoughts so far as just the things that you've heard so far?
Well, I love to hear the heart of both of you, you know, as you share the ministry of that, because often when we're talking about professional services like lawyers and attorneys, you know, you don't feel or understand the heart behind the mission. So it's good. I appreciate the fact, as someone listening, that you're sharing, you know, your why behind what you do.
And so, you know, the 1999 when we came up, that's probably 2001, 2002 when we came up with the Christian mission vision statement to operate a Christ-centered law practice. And that was first and foremost the most important thing. You know, that's why we started that whole mission vision statement off with that operating a Christ-centered law practice with Christ in the center of what we do gives us a lot of accountability. And, you know, of course, I'm sure every listener will agree that attorneys need a lot of accountability. And and so...
Just a little bit.
But everybody does. And so, you know, that so that was the reason that we, I think, kind of led to do the Christ-centered law, emphasizing and relying on biblical principles. You know, there are so many things that you do in a law practice, whether it be from, you know, it's all, you know, that everything that you do, whether from the advertising to the getting the client in to the interviewing to the initiation of legal services to the completion of legal services, that just about every aspect of your representation is affected in some way or other with a biblical principle. Speak on that a little bit, Carter.
Sure. So, and this is actually something that might surprise a lot of our listeners, because I think some hesitation that people have with pursuing bankruptcy is because they may be under the impression that doing so is a sin. Mm. And they actually might be surprised that the whole concept of bankruptcy actually, I believe, originated from the Old Testament Sabbath year, where every 7 years debts would be canceled and such. So that's one thing that, you know, we like to remind people of, is that, you know, the whole idea of debt relief comes from that. And as far as operating a Christ-centered law practice, like, what does it look like on the day-to-day basis? So first off, it's just always in the way that we treat our clients, that we don't treat them as unimportant. I've heard that, you know, some law firms have a real problem, like, responding to people, and we always try to you know, respond to our clients as quickly as possible, because, you know, whenever we don't do that, we're kind of communicating that they're not valuable to us.
That's right.
And nothing could be further from the truth. You know, we really do care about our clients.
Yeah. So, you know, operating a Christ-centered law practice, emphasizing relying on biblical principles in order to effectively and efficiently serve the legal and spiritual needs of our clients, communities, and employees. You know, that's a lot there, but that, you know, I think that we have an obligation. You know, the one of the things that we do is to, you know, just from a standpoint of operating a Christ-centered law practice, is to always try to do it better, to try to do it, you know, we're very, very competitive when it comes to, you know, prices and things of that nature.
Right.
And of course, you know, that you run a business and things of that nature. But, you know, one of the things that I've really noticed, and this is not saying that a secular or non-Christian law practice cannot do things excellent. They do. We have an excellent bankruptcy bar, and they do a wonderful, wonderful job. But that,
absolutely,
when it comes down to, you know, a decision that I have to make as to, you know, I don't know. Let's say that you had an individual that basically could do a Chapter 7 or a Chapter 13. You know, sometimes, you know, it really helps to be able to look to the Lord and say, you know, God, what should I do with this? You know, because there's pros and there's cons, and then having that sort of feedback. I mean, the best advocate, the best counsel in the world, to run that by is obviously, you can run it by myself or another attorney, another Christian attorney, another excellent bankruptcy counsel. But sometimes you just have to be able to review that with the Lord and say, you know, what should I do in this case?
Right. And in some situations, I've had it where I just did not feel good in my conscience encouraging someone to file bankruptcy. You know,
Sure.
I've seen people who have called me and, you know, yeah, they had some debt. I had someone like this last night where I just, you know, looked at their situation and I had to be honest with them and say, you know, ma'am, if bankruptcy is really the way that you want to go, we can help you, but from looking at your situation, you know, I think that you'll be much happier if you just, you know, find ways to pay these debts.
Yeah.
Because here's the thing, bankruptcy, you know, I don't want to push that on people. It's a very difficult decision, and it can be a very, very stressful process. But the reality is, a lot of our clients are already in a very difficult situation, and we can offer them some relief. But it's not something I would ever want to encourage somebody to jump into as a first, you know, response to their debts.
Well, you know, you say that, and again, that I wouldn't be doing this as a, you know, we've switched a lot. You know, back in 1999,
right,
we had a general practice. We did a little bit of a lot of everything. But
yeah,
you know, I have just the amount of comfort a person gets by having their debt obligation removed from them. Has been just such a blessing. You know, of all the different types of area of practice, I don't think that there's any practice that I've ever, you know, in my, you know, since 1990, 30 years of practicing law, that there's not one area of practice that brings with it more relief to the person than bankruptcy.
Right. Right. And the nice thing is when we review their situation with them, we can usually give them a lot more assurance than we can in some other areas. So, for example, family law, if someone's got a contested case going on, you can never tell them what a judge is going to do. But with bankruptcy, I think we can give them, with a little bit more certainty, more assurance.
Well, and we're down to about 4 minutes. I already got three or four fingers up by Colleen. So we're going to kind of be moving towards landing this plane here. And so so let's kind of maybe sum it up that the if there's a person out there that's wondering why they should choose a Christian law practice versus, especially you have to understand that most of the folks probably listening to this radio program are certainly attracted to this radio program, which is a Christian based radio program. Why should such a person want to go to a Christian a law practice that wants to emphasize Christian principles?
Well, for one thing, I follow my conscience when it comes to billing.
Well, that's good.
And but also because we really do care about you, and it's our goal to always care about more than just your business. We really want to care about you, and we want to be someone who can really walk you through a very difficult time in your life, and hopefully help you find some relief at the end of it. And we also care about your eternal well-being as well.
That's good. Colleen, did you have any questions for Carter or myself?
I'm going to invite our listeners, though, to find out more about the two of you by going to www.debtfreeva.com and connect with them throughout the week. I know a half an hour is a very short time, even less than half an hour, to hear both of your testimonies and your experience and your heart for what you do. And so I'm inviting listeners, hey, if we've piqued your interest at all in the last, several minutes, about who they are and what they do and how they might be able to help in your situation, feel free to reach out this week and contact them for sure.
Absolutely. We'd love to hear from you.
And what offices do you manage, Carter, for anybody that wants to kind of focus on those two offices? They heard something today that...
Sure. Yeah, I work at the Newtown Road office and at our Portsmouth office. So the Newtown Road office, we get a lot of people from, Virginia Beach and Norfolk calling into that one. And Portsmouth, we get, obviously a lot of people from Portsmouth, but also from Norfolk and Chesapeake. So,
We're doing most of our appointments now very conveniently through, teleconferencing or
right.
Yeah, and so that so I know that you enjoy doing that, and I'm sure those folks that would call in appreciate that as well. Well, we're down to 1 minute. I'm going to close in prayer. I appreciate you being on the air once again, Carter. We had a lot of folks that said that they wanted to hear you again, and I appreciate you coming back on today. So let's go ahead and close in prayer, and then we'll let you go, and then we'll let these folks go. Father, we do love you. We thank you for Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for allowing us to share about how you moved us towards serving you through this practice. I pray for those people that need to get rid of their bills, get a fresh start, but especially for those folks that need a new beginning with you. So, Father, we ask you to be with them today, and Lord, if we could in some way be able to witness or minister to these folks, we ask you to help us to do that. And Father, we do love you and thank you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Folks, take care. Have a nice day. Thank you,
Amen.
Carter.
No problem, Mr. Taylor. Have a good day.
All right. Take care, sir.
Have a good one.
All right,
well.
You've been listening to Biblical Solutions for Financial Freedom. Tune in every Tuesday and Thursday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. for more Christ-centered solutions to financial problems. If you would like more information about the Alliance Legal Group or Christian Rights Ministries, please visit debtfreeva.com or call 757-923-4357. That's 757-923-4357.